Meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. What if we said not here? Would that cause problems? All right, if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Amen.
Amen. First item is the consent agenda. Is there any questions or comments or motions?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That takes us right to public hearings. This is a public hearing in consideration to approve to adopt the capital improvements plan, final January 2018, amend June 2019. Capital improvement plans, this was for the fire district. I'll go ahead and read this before we go to comments from, I believe Bill Gigray is going to present that. This would be, oh, well, go ahead. I guess that's where we're at with it, instead of the resolution. Thank you, Bill. I'm lost. Don't worry about me. Send out a search.
Yep. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I know we don't have much of an agenda. I had requested that the chief be here to kind of provide more of the input with regards to the specifics of the capital improvement plan. And first, I should say I'm Bill Gigray, city attorney, and I also serve as head counsel for the CUNA Rural Fire District. I've worked with them with regards to the amended capital improvement plan that you have here in regards to its process, not in regards to its content, because that's done by Ann Westcott and the committee that approved it. I know that this is, as you will see cited, this is an amended one as of June of 2019. By law, the Development Advisory Committee is required to meet at least annually, and then they are to make recommendations with regards to any changes with regards to the capital improvement plan. The one that was approved by the city before was with the original approval of the ordinance, which was back in March of previous year. And then this followed that, and it was, and what is delayed has been the process with the county, Ada County, which is now in place. Ada County has approved the capital improvement plans and has enacted an ordinance for fire district impact fees, actually for four fire districts, including CUNA, and that started January 13, 2020. At this point, I would submit that if you are willing to at least leave this, maybe recess this hearing and bring it back before the end of the meeting to see if the chief shows up. I don't want to really get into a lot of the specifics of this capital improvement plan because it's not something that I would be able to tell you, other than the amount of the change of the impact fees for the fire district would increase for impact fees from the current $701 per residence to $824 per residence, and from 35 cents per square foot for non-residential development to 41 cents. And that is based upon the information that was supplied and recommended by the committee, and the capital improvement plan is amended. It's been approved by the commission of the fire district based on the committee's review and update of the information, which is in the capital improvement plan from the original that was done.
Okay, it is my understanding that the chief is out of town?
I don't know that.
That's what we were told, so. He won't be here tonight, so we can go ahead and open the public hearing just in case anybody is here that wants to testify, and then we can continue it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a good plan.
All right.
Thank you. I stand for any questions you have.
Questions for Bill?
No, thank you.
I've got one before you leave, Bill. Since you're the legal counsel for both the city and the fire department, is there a conflict of interest there?
Not in my regards, anything that I'm aware of we have currently. I have a duty to let you know when I believe there is. So, from time to time we have what are, I would consider, ordinary course of business activities. But of course, if this is something that you don't want to do, and the fire district wanted to insist that you do it, yes, I would have a conflict.
Okay.
So I guess in my thought there would be that if you were promoting for something rather than just giving general information, then that's where the conflict would be.
I think this was fairly sanitary in that regard, because,
right.
I didn't want to make any specific comments about the base facts that support this, because I wasn't a part of the advisory committee or any of that, and I don't have any specific knowledge beyond what's in the capital improvement plan that you have in front of you. And I think the chief's in a better position to answer those questions, because he's the one that is aware of what their plans are and how this relates and how new growth relates to their providing service for that new growth.
Would you look for a sign up? Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Mayor.
She was just looking to see if anybody had signed up. Was there anybody in the audience who wished to testify in this matter that signed up or didn't sign up? Okay. All right. Hearing none, I guess then the request would be a motion to continue this public hearing, I would assume, until the next regular council meeting.
Which is... March 3rd.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, do folks have questions about it? I'm fine with continuing it, but I also don't have any questions and would be fine with proceeding without, I guess, just, yeah, I'm wanting to know if there really are questions and a reason for us to continue it, or... If we continue it and then he shows up and nobody has any questions, that seems like a waste of his time as well as ours. So
sure.
Just wanted to check. If people have questions, I'm more than happy to continue.
I don't have any questions. I think reading through it, it made a lot of sense, mm-hmm. without really having them to dive into the details just with what we have in front of us. So I'd be okay if we don't continue this, but of course.
Okay. That certainly is an option. If there's no questions for Chief and no one's here to testify, then...
Did you have any questions for him, Rich? Would you like to...
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm good.
Did you have any?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, then. Excuse me. I move we... close evidence presentation, or close the public hearing, I guess, and approve resolution number R11-2020.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to close the public hearing and approve resolution number R11-2020. Is there any further discussion? Did you want to comment, Bill?
Mayor and members of council, Bill Gigray again. Now that you're looking at proceeding with this, I just report that the next step after your approval of this is then this will be referred to Wendy Howell's Department of Planning and Zoning for consideration of amending the comprehensive plan, because you have to amend the comprehensive plan with the capital improvement plan, and that would be the next step following your action.
Okay. Okay?
Thank you.
Anything further?
Does that have to be in a motion?
I think it's just part of the process. So okay. I think he's just letting us know that. Okay. Seeing no further, motion is made and seconded to approve resolution number R11-2020. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And that motion carries. Discussion and direction on a potential CUNA ICA rodeo and community support. Yeah, if you want to just come up and state your name and address for the record.
Mr. Mayor, City Council, my name is Matt Askew. I am the president of the ICA, which is the Pro Amateur Rodeo Association in the Northwest. Primarily Southern Idaho is our base. We stretch from Washington, Eastern Oregon, Eastern Idaho. CUNA has been on our radar for quite a while. I met with Chris, Terry, Lisa, Bobby last week. Just trying to get a game plan, get everything together. Kind of what I'm proposing to you guys is to hold a ICA rodeo the same weekend as CUNA Days. I think it makes perfect sense with the influx of people. The demographic of your community obviously fits what we do. In fact, our membership base is strongly based here in CUNA and this part of Ada County as well. As I was dealing with Chris and those guys, is just trying to get a game plan as far as facility. We will put our own committee together to put on this rodeo, but it would be under city advice, city advisement as far as what we're looking for is a place to have this. Meridian Eagle, there's a couple other. So Meridian Lions and Eagle is all held on city property. What that means is, like, you guys have 4 acres, 3 acres that we could put a portable arena up, like I said, during CUNA Days with the influx of people you guys have, just giving another avenue for people, one, to come. I do believe that the people that would be coming to this wouldn't typically be coming to CUNA Days, but what I'm proposing would be a afternoon rodeo so that they could come to the rodeo. After the rodeo, they could come enjoy the concerts, the vendors that you guys have. It would bring people that normally wouldn't come to CUNA Days, as well as the people, like I said, the demographic you guys have fits what we do. As far as economic part, I mean, I talked with Lisa. To put on an ICA rodeo typically is about $30,000. In the infancy stages of dealing with those four individuals, I kind of talked about where we come up with some of that. A lot of it is in ticket sales, sponsorship. But like I said, we would like to put a committee together, but under the advisement of the city, involve you guys as much as possible. It can, depending, so just so you guys are aware, when I say $30,000, that would be a minimum added rodeo. What I mean by added is the added money in each event, which pulls contestants. Just through our research, I really do believe that this community could have the biggest ICA rodeo we have, which would be like $1,000 to $1,500 added in each event, which would be that $30,000 to $45,000, just depending on where we're at. If you guys had the property and we the facility to rent an arena, it's a portable arena on city property, stuff like that, it would be about $27,000 in ticket sales. So sponsorship we would take up. And like Chris and I were talking, it's once we get our committee together, we would have all the financials and everything together. I just really wanted to, I appreciate you guys taking your time to get me in as fast as you did, because this is, like I said, CUNA days is not that far ahead of us. So.
Okay. And so probably, and I don't know about speaking for council, but I would guess what they'd want to do is have a committee that gets together and talks about this and then report back so that we can make a final decision that way. And Bobby probably would be next one to speak about this, so you can. Did anybody have any questions for Matt? Yeah, Bill.
Oh. When you finish with Bobby, I just have a comment about this.
You want to ride a bull?
You need an orthopedic on duty.
Okay.
Mayor, Council, for the record, Bobby Woodrow, Parks Director. As far as land available, we do have the 20 acres at some point in time that we could turn into some sort of rodeo ground / park / whatever. For this year, we're still looking at a couple possibilities where we could hold it. We're looking for more of a direction to get a committee started. That way we can start talking to people. That way we can get it coming this year. I think it would be a great opportunity to bring a rodeo to CUNA. Hasn't happened in, I think, my lifetime. So I think at one point the Greenbelt was part of a rodeo grounds. So there was one here, and I'd like to see it come back. So.
Okay.
No questions?
Questions for anyone on this? Is there anything that you need in particular from us tonight other than just authorization to start a committee? Yes, Bill.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, Bill Gigray, city attorney, my recommendation would be that this gentleman would meet with Bobby and I could help. With committees, I like some structure because I think it identifies what the committee's mission is, who's going to be a part of it, and what their timetable is and who they report to. And I think that's a good process, not only with standing committees, but I would think that in this instance, we'd be dealing with an ad hoc committee with a specific purpose and a report, and then you decide where it's going to go. Then, because there are a lot of components to this. Is there budget? Is there staffing? Is there property? And you want to do it right. You want to have it come off good from the start and not start with everybody not knowing. And if this is going to and so that would be my recommendation, and then we'll see if we can't come back with a proposal at the next council meeting, if Bobby's okay with that and we are able to put something together. And is this the Idaho Cowboys Association, Inc.? Is that who it is?
Correct.
You might get a hold of your people, and it looks like it's Lan Mulroney or Aaron Eldridge.
So Aaron Eldridge is our secretary.
Would you tell her they need to get them reinstated with the Secretary of State because they've been administratively dissolved, which means they haven't filed their annual statement?
We have done that.
Not showing up yet. So.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I know who we're dealing with here.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So I think they've set up some parameters on a committee. They've also been working with the chamber. Gary was involved in that meeting so that we make sure that we're all coordinated with CUNA days and that type of thing. So I think the biggest thing is just to get the committee put together and get them to have a discussion so they can come back and talk to us about what the need is and go from there. Yes, Chris.
So when staff met with Matt, really, what Bill said is exactly what we're talking about tonight, and that is that put the parameters of the committee together under the city ad hoc or whatever description you want to put with it, and then the indication's been there'd be five seats at large. Matt offered to sit on the committee to function it forward, and then there would be a seat for the chamber as well, and then the parks would also sit on that committee, and then clerks can facilitate for agendas, minutes, that kind of stuff, invoicing, all that. And then Lisa has said she would be available as a friend of the committee, so to speak. So the direction that Bill has indicated was the direction that we were looking for from council.
Okay.
So, sir, you want us to decide how many people need to be on it and how much detail you're looking for, how frequently it will meet, or the time at which it should be dissolved, or...
So what we would be looking for this evening is council's permission to begin the process of a city committee and or a city guidance committee, and then to come back with the details, which tentatively look to be that that's what it would be, was a seven-member committee, what their goals would be, does council support those goals, what the revenues look like, the whole process, so.
Sorry. You're saying the committee would come back to us with that detail, or you're wanting us to provide you that detail tonight?
No, that if council is open to it, then the committee would come back, or representative from the committee would come back to update council with the specifics, work with Bill on it, make sure we have all the T's crossed and the I's dotted.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes, Bill.
Mayor, members of the council, yeah, I think what Chris is saying is that she would like to have a motion authorizing the staff, Bobby Withrow and the city clerk, to proceed with establishing a recommendation for an ad hoc committee in accordance with what she's just stated. And they'd come back with a proposal at the next meeting if we can get it done. I think it's just a staff authorization to proceed at this point.
That's correct. He said it best.
Okay, discussion.
I've got a question, Bill. Would this be sponsored by the city? Would we have a hold harmless against injury, or how? What would be the legal repercussions be back to the city?
Mayor, with your permission, Councilman Cardozo, as I see, the action that you're taking tonight is not committing to anything other than allowing the staff to proceed and meet with this gentleman and any others through Bobby Withrow and Chris Engel, city clerk, and then they would come back, and it would just be to set up an ad hoc committee to study this, and so then you get them appointed, and you'll know what their duties and responsibilities are, and that's all you'd be doing at this point in time. So you're not committing to a rodeo. This is my opportunity. You're not getting roped into a rodeo just yet. This would just be an opportunity to ferret this out and come back with a recommendation, and then you would deal with specifics as to what the role of the city is, if any, how that role would be, what it would entail, and what financial issues would be associated with it, and if there were liabilities, and on and on and on. And I'm not sure that, you know, I think it's going to take the committee a while to work through all of that, to do it right. And so tonight's action would just be a staff's authorization to proceed, is all I see you're doing tonight.
I'm just amazed, a lawyer with a sense of humor.
Oh, that I said a joke that you actually got. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think doing this, they've done this before through the ICA, so I can't imagine it's going to take them a long time to get through all the ins and outs of that. So.
Correct. I put on four rodeos a year. Generally, I bring on a new rodeo to multiple different associations. I help the Senior Pro Rodeo, PRCA, the ICA, which I am the president of. But, yes, to reiterate what you're saying, once once we get this committee established at your next city council meeting, if we can get on that agenda, I will have all the financial obligations, all the ducks in a row from that point forward, whether you guys choose to say, hey, let's do this, let's put on a CUNA rodeo or not. That's the next step. But, to reiterate what he's saying, yes, it will be by CUNA days, we'll have a bang-up show.
Okay. So. Very good. Any further questions for Matt? Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Very good. Any further discussion?
I move we authorize staff to proceed as discussed.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to authorize staff to proceed as discussed. Any further question? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Very good. Informational only, quarterly budget presentation, Jared Empey.
Mayor, City Council, Jared Empey, City Treasurer. So I just wanted to give a quarterly update to where we stand on our budget and where the city's finances stand. So as you can see in the combined cash statement, the city currently has under management $28 million. $3 million of that is deposits held from developers and other entities. So that's very, very positive, and we're looking to be improving there, especially since we approved the rate structure change with the sewer fund. We're hoping that that'll continue to improve. And then under the budget results, I won't go over every detail, but everything looks good from my analysis. The one item that, if you analyze, looked a little bit precarious was the building permit revenue at the end of December. However, when we looked into it, it appears that it's turned around in the months of January and February. So basically, at the end of December, we were running a little bit behind because October and November were a little slow. But now we're actually running a little bit ahead of where we were last year, so building has picked up quite a bit in January and February, so I think we're probably going to come out basically in line where we were last year or a little bit ahead. So I stand for any questions if you have any.
And I think we'd kind of discuss the building permit part as being just where people were in the process is what the timing was on. So doesn't seem anything that's out of place other than timing off this year as opposed to last year. Any questions for Jared?
Thank you.
Looks good. Thank you, sir. Let's see. Consideration to approve resolution number R20-2020. Lisa Holland, Economic Development Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Lisa Holland, for the record, Economic Development Director. I just have a letter of engagement in front of you with a resolution to allow the mayor to sign that. We are very close on the eligibility study process for the Urban Renewal District. I know we've talked about it a number of times. I have a draft that's complete, but we need legal review on it. And we've worked closely with, I know Bill's been very helpful in the process, so I want to thank Mr. Gigeray for all of his advising and getting us as far as we have. We've spent a lot of time talking with other cities who've done urban renewal districts, and they've recommended that Edelman Burke has done a lot of great work in establishing those. So at this point in time, we've met with them a couple of times just to talk about scope and what they could help us with. But they gave us the indication that for approximately $7,500, they would do the eligibility study review, legal review. And if the council decides that they want to appoint board members to move forward on creating a district plan and adopting an urban renewal district, that would be included in that funding cost. We have that already budgeted for this year, so we had planned for that along with the urban renewal process. So if there's any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them, but I would hope that we'll be in front of you with the eligibility study for your review in March. Cool.
Okay, questions for Lisa?
I move we approve resolution number R202020.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution number R202020. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2020-09. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and rezoning certain real property to wit Ada County parcel number R507050-3500, owned by Carl Bader, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map, directing the city engineer and the city clerk, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2020-09.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2020-09. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I move we approve ordinance number 2020-09.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2020-09. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Ruben Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2020-10, a municipal annexation and zoning ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and declaration of authority and annexing certain real properties to wit, Ada County Assessor's Parcel Numbers S14183-20650, owned by Russell Hoonmiller, S14182-33650, owned by Russell and Karen Hoonmiller, R75342-60158, owned by Jane Golden, R75342-60375, R75342-60500, R75342-60156, and R75342-60218, owned by Select Development and Contracting LLC, R75342-60450, owned by Sandstone Farm LLC, and S11823400, owned by Go For It LLC, and within the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, into the City of CUNA, Idaho, and establishing the zoning classifications of said real properties, and amending the official zoning map and directing the city engineer and city clerk and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2020-10.
Second.
I move we waive those three readings also. motion's made to waive those three readings. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance number 2020-10.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2020-10. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Ruben Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2020-11. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and rezoning certain real property to wit, Ada County parcel number S131544-9223, owned by Epic Development, Idaho, LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and the city clerk and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2020-11.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2020-11. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Sorry, I move we approve ordinance 2020-11.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2020-11. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Ruben Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2020-12, a municipal annexation and zoning ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and annexing certain real properties to wit all lands legally described in Exhibit A, owned by Endurance Holdings, LLC, situated within the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, into the City of CUNA, Idaho, and establishing the zoning classifications of said real properties and directing the city engineer and city clerk and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2020-12.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2020-12. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2020-12.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2020-12. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Ruben Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And that was all we have on the agenda for tonight. I think that I had sent council something out that about the legislature adopting and bringing forward legislation to freeze the taxes on property taxes and that for this year, which would include the 3% new annexation and new construction roll to the amounts of what they were last year. The only one that is exempt from that ordinance or from that legislation is the school district. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Obviously, that would give us problems providing services to anything that we annex into the city, police services and all of that. So we'll keep working on that. We're hopeful that even if it does get completely through the House, it came out of the House committee with a due pass recommendation. So if it does get through the House, hopefully the Senate leadership will look at that and decide that's not a good idea. That also makes it, we don't at this point have an urban renewal district, but if there's no incremental tax increases, then urban renewal districts will suffer because of those tax freezes. So it's just not a good idea. And the governor's office, it sounds as though they're not in support of that also, which could bring about a veto if it makes it through the House and the Senate, but there's also a remedy for overriding a veto, too. So timing would depend a lot on that one. But anyway, we'll continue working on that. There's bunches of other bits of legislation floating around, but that's probably the most concerning one to cities and counties at this point. So that's all I have for that. Is there anybody that has anything else you want to bring up?
I just want to say there's been a change of ownership of the Longhorn downtown. They're going completely through the building and the exterior. So there'll be an update in the downtown there. So it's starting to look nice.
Yeah, I met the man. He seems to be very motivated. So hopefully we'll get some good updates on that.
I'll drink to that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all I have for tonight. So, meeting adjourned. Thank you.